Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Run for Something, A Real Talk Guide to Fixing the System Yourself is a Practical Political Guide by Amanda Littman, co-founder of the progressive organization, Run for Something. Published in 2017, the book is designed for people who are considering public office for the first time, especially younger and more diverse candidates interested in local and state races. Rather than offering abstract theory, it explains the basic mechanics of campaigning and political participation in plain language. That includes how government works, how to get on the ballot, how to start a campaign committee, how to approach voter mobilization, and how campaign finance fits into the process. The book also reflects Littman's larger argument that political change does not have to begin at the presidential level. Instead, it can start with ordinary people stepping into positions that shape daily life, such as city councils, school boards, and state legislatures. The result is both a guidebook and a call to action. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a step-by-step guide for first-time candidates. The book's most distinctive feature is its direct, how to approach to running for office. It is written for people who may know very little about campaigns, and it addresses the practical questions that usually block participation at the start. Readers are shown the basic sequence of launching a campaign, from deciding to run and filing the necessary paperwork to building a committee and understanding the early organizational tasks. This matters because political ambition is often discouraged by the complexity of the system itself. By lowering that barrier, the book reframes candidacy as something learnable rather than mysterious. Its value lies less in strategic sophistication than in accessibility. It translates a confusing process into manageable steps for beginners who need concrete entry points. Secondly, why local and state office matter more than national spectacle. A central argument in the book is that meaningful political change usually happens outside the national spotlight. Littman encourages readers to focus on offices such as school boards, city councils, mayors, and state legislatures because these positions shape everyday life and are often more reachable for new candidates. This is a deliberate rejection of the idea that politics only counts when it involves Congress or the presidency. The book suggests that local and state races are not secondary. They are the places where policy gets implemented and where future leaders can gain experience. That emphasis also makes the book more realistic for first-time candidates, since down-ballot races often require smaller teams, lower budgets, and closer communities. The argument is strategic as well as ideological if the goal is to change the system. Starting where access is possible is often the most effective path. Thirdly, campaign infrastructure explained in plain language. The book does not treat campaigning as an elite profession reserved for insiders. Instead, it demystifies the operational side of electoral politics, including voter mobilization, ballot access, and campaign finance basics. These are the kinds of topics that can intimidate newcomers, because they are usually explained through legal jargon or insider shorthand. Littman's approach is to make the machinery visible so that aspiring candidates understand what is required before they begin. That practical orientation is important because many political books focus on persuasion or ideology while ignoring administration. Here, the emphasis is on infrastructure, how campaigns are actually built, what rules govern them, and what tasks need attention early on. Readers do not just learn that campaigns need organization. They learn which parts of the system matter and why small procedural steps can determine whether a candidacy becomes viable. Fourthly, a generational argument against political gatekeeping. Beyond the mechanics of running, the book advances a broader critique of political culture. Littman argues that younger people should see office holding as a realistic option, not an exceptional one. And she challenges what she presents as a stale or overly insular generation of leadership. This makes the book more than a manual. It is also a response to political gatekeeping. By encouraging first-time candidates, especially those who are younger, diverse, and progressive, the book pushes back against the assumption that experience must always come from traditional political careers. The practical effect of that argument is significant. If readers believe they have permission to run, they are more likely to engage. In that sense, the book addresses confidence as a structural issue rather than a personal one. It connects representation, access, and leadership renewal in a way that fits the mission of Run for Something itself. Lastly, a bridge between civic idealism and real campaign work, the tone of the book combines encouragement with realism. It is not a theoretical treatise on democracy, and it is not a polished memoir of political triumph. Instead, it speaks to people who want to participate but need honest guidance about what that participation requires. That balance is part of its appeal. The book recognizes that campaigning is demanding, often messy, and shaped by institutional constraints. Yet it still insists that ordinary people can enter the process and help reshape it. Because of that, it works both as an introductory civic text and as a motivational resource for people who are already politically engaged but unsure how to take the next step. Its real strength is that it treats political participation as practical work that can be learned, organized, and sustained rather than as a talent reserved for a narrow class of professionals. In conclusion, Run for Something: A Real Talk Guide to Fixing the System Yourself is best suited for readers who are considering a first run for office, working on a local campaign, or simply trying to understand how electoral politics functions below the national level. It is especially useful for younger readers, community activists, and progressive candidates who want an entry-level but serious explanation of the campaign process. The book offers practical benefits by clarifying the mechanics of ballot access, campaign setup, and voter outreach, while also helping readers see where political power actually lives in everyday governance. What makes it stand out in its category is its combination of simplicity and purpose. Many political books either stay at the level of theory or assume insider knowledge. This one is built to lower the barrier to entry. It does not romanticize politics, but it does make candidacy feel possible. That makes it valuable, not only as a handbook, but also as a statement about who should be allowed to participate in public life. If you would like to support Amanda Littman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.